Lounge, 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden commuting the sentences of 37 federal death row inmates, converting their punishments to life in prison without parole. Not among those whose sentences were commuted, the Boston Marathon bomber and the men who carried out the Emmanuel AME Church and the Tree of Life Synagogue mass killings. A 7-year-old boy had to have open heart surgery overnight after he was hit in the chest with a drone that went off course along with several other drones at a holiday show in Orlando. Delivery drivers for Amazon remain on strike in key U.S. cities.
The Teamsters Union says that Amazon workers at a major airport in Southern California joined other delivery workers on strike in New York, Illinois, and Atlanta. Amazon has rejected employees' efforts to unionize. It says that these strikes are outside workers, and it insists that operations are not affected.
ABC's Elizabeth Schulze. Japanese automakers Honda and Nissan have announced plans. They're working toward a merger. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers and the Department of Administration have officially announced a $4.5 billion budget surplus to end the 2023-24 fiscal year. The data comes from the Department of Administration's annual comprehensive financial report, which also showed the highest budget stabilization fund in state history at $1.9 billion. State officials are currently working on the next 2-year budget, with Governor Evers calling on lawmakers to continue making the strategic investments that have led to years of a budget surplus. The Dane County judge who struck down parts of the controversial Act 10 as unconstitutional has put a temporary stay on his ruling. Judge Jacob Frost announced the Act 10 decision earlier this month and has now decided on the temporary stay as the Republican-controlled state legislature appeals his ruling. He found that Act 10 violated the Equal Protection Clause of the state constitution, as some public employee unions, like first responders, maintained their bargaining rights, but others, like teachers' unions, had some of those rights limited. Wisconsin's frozen road period is officially active in the northern zones. As of Saturday, zones 1 and 2 covering the northern regions of the state are under the frozen road declaration, limiting the total weight some vehicles will be allowed to haul. According to the Department of Transportation, vehicles hauling abrasives or salt for winter highway maintenance or things like lumber could be eligible for increased weight limits. The declaration is typically in effect from mid-December to early March in the north and, as needed, further south. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has confirmed that a Barron County worker tested positive for highly pathogenic avian influenza. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services announced the first presumptive positive case in the state earlier this week and sent a sample to the CDC for confirmation. The positive human test came just days after the first positive test in a poultry flock. DHS officials are monitoring all the workers who came into contact with the infected flock and may have been exposed to the highly contagious virus. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
Pack is back on Monday Night Football. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Packers and the Saints tonight at Lambeau Field, kickoff at 7:15. Although New Orleans got off to a 2-7 start, I asked Matt LaFleur if they've turned things around under interim head coach Darren Rizzi.
The Saints have done an outstanding job. Teams are having a hard time moving the ball and having a hard time scoring points. And a lot of these games have been close. I mean, they've lost 4 games by 3 points or less. I mean, they could easily be sitting at 9-5 right now. So I would expect us to play our best ball.
NBA, the Bucks are in Chicago tonight against the Bulls. College hoops, the Badgers with a win over Detroit Mercy, 76-53. Forward Stephen Crawl on how the Badgers beat Butler and now Detroit after losing 3 in a row.
The coaches do a great job of getting us prepared and kind of telling us what's going to be open. And credit to the guards for finding us. They make it easy on us. We just got to go down there and finish. And like you said, these past 2 games we've been finishing, and hopefully we can keep that going into Big Ten play.
That's the Badgers' Stephen Crawl. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Areas of light snow and freezing drizzle are possible this morning, then mostly cloudy here through the day today. Our high 32 with wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight 19, tomorrow partly to mostly cloudy 31 on Christmas Day. It'll be cloudy with a high of 34. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 28.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out. The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Cindy from Appleton.
Time Magazine has made the convicted felon the man of the year this year. Shame on them.
Time Magazine base their person of the year on impact and like newsmaking. The CEO assassination is pretty much the only news cycle that isn't entirely focused on Donald Trump, and yet it still relates to him because he has no health care policy.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, political consultant Joe Sopecki joins us in another edition of This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly, 'tis the season to be jolly. Deck the halls with boughs of holly, fa la 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 la. Oh yeah, I say 'tis the season to be jolly.
All right, welcome back to a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. And as I said earlier, things clearly for the holiday and what it means, you know, there was a battle and still, I guess, a battle over whether or not people use the verbiage Christmas, excuse me, or holiday. I never understood why there was such a fight over what the title of a day was, because after all, it's not about, the name. It's a time that people, peace on earth, goodwill to men is what, I always got from that when I was a kid. Clearly, as I stated before we went on a break, the day that Christ was born is what I was taught. And, and so I was around a bunch of people who believe the same thing that I believe, and we spend a lot of time in church and around a lot of people. And so Christmas had a different meaning for me. It then, changed when I had my own children. And, it was about making sure that, they enjoyed it and about giving things, but more than anything else, yourself. It's morphed into, a big business. And so the merchants, more than a quarter of what they sell and the money that they make throughout the entire year, sometimes a half, is on during Christmas. And so that's why you start seeing in October things coming out in the stores for Christmas. And so that's watered all of it down. I don't know. For me, it's watered it down. And so when you start seeing Christmas gifts and Christmas lights and Santa Claus in October, and it runs October, and still decent, the weather's still decent outside. But, you know, I'm going to spend some time on Christmas Day at the 35th Christmas Family Feast in Milwaukee, where 5,000 people are going to have a Christmas meal, a full course Christmas meal, where hundreds and hundreds of volunteers have been working feverishly since, you know, Friday to make sure that, you know, people understand the reason for the season, as they would say. And so people from all walks of life, those who, you know, middle class, some who are, you know, wealthy, some who are homeless, and all of those people gathered together. I know the man who created that. His name is Don Rosette, and he used to be at the radio station that I worked for many years ago that Willie Davis, the former Hall of Fame Green Bay Packer, owned. And so he started that. He had that vision. I remember it well. And now it's grown to 5,000 meals and just an unbelievable event that will give you chills as people from all walks of life gather together on Christmas Day and spend time with one another. 855-752-4842. Your thoughts. Good morning to you, Cassandra. How are you doing?
Hi, Earl. Merry Christmas to you.
And you as well.
Yes. Well, you know what? I am, you know, just picking up around the house and preparing for the holidays. I have two adult children and no grandbabies yet. But, both of my adult children, they're working, they're busy getting their careers off the ground. And so the holiday celebration is a little different because sometimes they're working on the holidays and presents for my kids. It's not really a big deal.
Anymore. Right.
And what I'm learning for them at this phase in their lives is that my time is more important to them. Being able to listen to them, being able to help them with whatever they need, advice on relationships, careers, or whatever. And, you know, Earl, I have to just say that next year I turn the big 60, the big 60 number. And it's strange when I turn 30, 40, 50, those milestones, it didn't really bother me. But this 61, this is now where I'm really beginning to understand that appreciate my own mortality. And I know my time on this earth is limited, and I have to focus on what's important and, you know, and just make sure that I have things in order for the next generation, for my kids. So the holidays, it's not material for me. It's more about building relationships.
Let me say, you talked about reaching 60 and so, you know, I remember that time as well. I remember reading the book many years ago. I forgot who wrote the book, but I do remember something that stuck with me throughout all these years, and it said that you really don't know how to really understand this life until you hit 70. Now, I was 60 10 years ago. And I, you know, for years, I wondered, now, what is this man talking about? You know, what is? But as we hit these different levels and different decades of our lives, Cassandra, things that used to matter don't matter anymore, or matter less. And as you stated, our mortality, you know, is closer, you know. And so you start realizing and being thankful for every day, right? Every day, because there's so many people who didn't get that to even make it to where you are and where I am. And so the value of each day becomes more important. And, you know, this holiday, you know, I'm going to spend the first part of it with, you know, my wife and my family, but the second half of it, I'm going to be with, you know, 5,000 people from all walks of life and people who are gathered for the same reason, not to have a Christmas meal, because you can just about go anywhere to get a Christmas meal. It's like Thanksgiving. We make sure that people get fed on Thanksgiving, and we make sure that people get fed on Christmas. The rest of the year, you know, you got to fend for yourself. That's the kind of society we live in. But I understand the impact of that, you know, that big 6-0, and I'm sure as we are speaking, there are people who may be in this audience who will say that they remember when they turned 70 and now they're 80 in their lives. You know, it's a different life is forever changing, and we are forever evolving. And, you know, if we don't evolve, Cassandra, we stay pat. And if you stay pat in a world that's about evolution and changing, you know, you get lost in it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I didn't mean to bring such a heavy subject.
It's not a heavy subject. You know, it's about what it means, you know, and the holiday means, and it's changed for you as it'll change again once you have grandchildren. You know.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah.
I don't pressure my kids because they're not ready, but I am looking forward to holding my first grandbaby.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you something. I don't have any grandchildren, and my sons are not married, and they didn't listen to me always, but they listened to me about not having children until they are married. And so, you know, I don't have to have grandchildren right now. There are many others that who need love and that you can share your love with them. So thank you very much, Cassandra. Merry Christmas to you and your family. 855-752-4842. Going to continue the subject. What does Christmas mean to you? What does this holiday mean? 855-752-4842 on a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. She near the cradle, not a sound, his dreams disturbing. Hush, hush, see him so gently sleeping. Hush, hush, smiling he sleeps and dreams.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential. But finding those people can be a major hassle, unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. With ZipRecruiter, one click sends your job to hundreds of top job sites. But more than that, ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies the candidates with the skills you need, sends you a list of great matches to review, then actively invites them to apply for your job. And the results speak for themselves. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's right, the first day. Now you can focus on your business and let ZipRecruiter do the work finding the best people for you. See for yourself Experience the ease, efficiency, and power of ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Rudolph is a holiday classic, and there's a Wisconsin connection. Maury Laws composed music for the animated show in 1964. He continued arranging hundreds of songs from his Appleton home after leaving New York 20 years later. During that time, Laws created one quirky pop song. Do you know what it is? The answer coming up.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, sort of where a lot of people's core Christmas memories come from.
Emily Locke with the Oshkosh Museum on holiday traditions around Rudolph. Laws worked for the TV production company behind the show and also wrote music for Frosty the Snowman. And about the silly song he composed. Yes, Itsy Bitsy Teeny Weeny Yellow Polka Dot Bikini. Laws died in 2019 at the age of 95, but his music lives on as a wonderful slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show, as always. You can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. And, you know, I got to, you know, it's Monday, so as a politrickster, you know, of the day, and this one you'll know, it's none other than the soon-to-be president of the United States, Donald Trump. And what has he done this time? Well, he vows to rename the tallest mountain in the United States. Now, you know, maybe there's nothing more important going on. You know, maybe that's where his attention, span is. But how does that even cross your mind with all of the things that are going on in the world, and you say that one of the things I want to do, you know, once I'm, you know, become president, one of the first things I want to do is change the name of the tallest mountain in the United States. So what am I talking about? President-elect Donald Trump vowed on Sunday, to rename the tallest mountain peak in the United States, the Denali, back to its former name, Mount McKinley. So Newsweek has reached out to Trump's transition team and National Park Services via email for comment after his statement on yesterday. The peak located in Denali National Park and Preserve in South Central Alaska is the tallest mountain in the U.S. with an elevation of more than 20,000 feet. It was previously named Mount McKinley in 1896 after Republican William McKinley, the 25th U.S. president, who was assassinated in 1901. Then President Barack Obama had then changed the name of the peak to Mount Denali during a 2015 trip to Alaska in an effort to recognize Alaska natives and the language they have used for centuries, you know, and the name means the High One. For years, local officials pressed the federal government to adopt Denali, since Alaska officially designated it as the Mountain Peak name in 1975. It was seen as an effort to preserve the native name, which historically had been dismissed for or completely ignored by American map makers in the 1900s. So I don't, you know, did Donald Trump, or does he want to change the name because Barack Obama decided to, you know, rename it to the Aboriginal people of Alaska, who looked at it for what it was, Mount Denali, before, you know, we came and took over Alaska and named it Mount McKinley? Is that the reason that Donald Trump wanted to change it, or was the reason that Donald Trump wanted to change it because Barack Obama, then President Barack Obama, decided to change it? If you don't know the reason, I know the reason. It's because anything that former President Barack Obama has done, Donald Trump is going to make every effort to undo. And this, as ridiculous as it sounds, for all the things that are going on, to decide that one of the first things he's going to do is rename Mount McKinley really is pretty sorry testament to what's happening in this cat's head. You know, I don't even know how that can even be one of the millionth most important things that need to be done. But it's right at the top for him. Man, find something more, you know, important to talk about, Donald Trump. There are more than enough things and issues that need to be addressed in today's world. My goodness. But changing the name of back to Mount McKinley, because former President Barack Obama changed it, is not one of them. You know, Trump, can you find something else to play with? Man, this is what we can look forward to for the next 4 years. What was going through his mind, man? All the different things that are happening, and yet on Sunday he makes this statement out of nowhere. Well, we're gonna change the name back to Mount McKinley. And for that, Donald Trump is the politrickster of the day. 855-752-4842. You're tuned into a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to WBZH, Hayward's home for the Todd Allbaugh Show.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. A report released by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention found that the number of abortions provided in Wisconsin was cut in half following the Dobbs decision that overturned Roe v. Wade. According to the Abortion Surveillance Report, the number of abortions provided in the state dropped from over 6,400 to about 3,300 between 2021 and 2022. The landmark Supreme Court case triggered an 1849 law that banned abortion in the state until a Dane County Circuit Court judge ruled that the law did not apply to consensual abortions. The Wisconsin Department of Revenue is reminding residents to check their property tax bills to make sure they've received the lottery and gaming credit. According to a press release, the credit will provide direct tax relief to qualified residents and will appear on the tax bill as a reduction of the amount due. Residents who own a dwelling and use it as their primary residence as of the January 1st certification date for the year the property taxes are levied are eligible for the credit. Residents only need to apply for the credit one time for annual benefits. Law enforcement authorities say an arrest has been made in connection to a hit-and-run last Saturday that left the 25-year-old Superior woman seriously injured. According to the Superior Police Department, the arrest was made on Thursday, and authorities also recovered the suspected vehicle involved in the collision. According to family members, an eyewitness to the incident said the vehicle backed up over the woman and rolled over her a second time as it pulled away. The incident occurred on Belknap Street outside TJ Champion's Bar. The Barron County Plan Commission is considering a rezoning proposal by Burton Farm Development with the goal of addressing housing and childcare needs. The organization has proposed selling small portions of the Burton Family Trust property in Rice Lake for things like an apartment building, daycare center, and strip malls. County officials say there are nearly 1,000 open positions in the workforce that haven't been filled because the county needs more housing and childcare options. The request will be considered on December 26th. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. 28 Years Later is the third installment of the 28 Days franchise. It is the first installment in a new trilogy that starts with 28 Years Later. 28 Years Later, The Bone Temple will be the second installment in the new zombie trilogy and is scheduled for release on Martin Luther King Day in 2026. 28 Years Later opens June 20th, 2025. Billy Bob Thornton likes to play loose and less predictable roles. That was his answer when asked why he turned down popular villain roles. In an interview with Deadline, the actor said he turned down roles in Spider-Man as the Green Goblin and as an arms dealer in Mission Impossible 3. Thornton says he had no interest in sitting for 5 hours while being made up green, and in regard to Mission Impossible 3, says he didn't want to be the guy trying to kill Tom Cruise, adding that when you are a bad guy on that level, that is how people remember you. He's right. I still can't get Sling Blade out of my head. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Areas of light snow and freezing drizzle are possible this morning, then mostly cloudy here through the day today. Our high 32 with wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight 19, tomorrow partly to mostly cloudy 31 on Christmas Day. It'll be cloudy with a high of 34. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 28.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The Todd Allbush Show.
UW Systems spends $51 million of our taxpayer money for consultants. Three times the budget shortfall that triggered the Oshkosh layoffs in 2023. Why is there such silence from Democrats in the state capitol on this? Ask people at Richland Center, Waukesha, Washington County, if they got their $51 million worth for the UW system.
The Todd Allbush Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Allbaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time for an all-new live show. We'll preview the big Monday Night Football game, the Green Bay Packers. Brady Ewing will be here, and many more surprises. Join us.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Do this to me.
waited and waited for someone I've never seen. But I'm so sentimental and I'm so hopeful you'll be here. So here I am.
All right, welcome back to Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Let's go to Linda from Eau Claire. Good morning to you, Linda. How are you doing?
Oh, pretty good. Thank you so much for your show. I agree with the trickster, but of course he's going to do away with anything that Obama did. He's revengeful. He is just revengeful, and that he said that's what he's going to do. He's going to seek revenge, so he's going to try and do away with all of that. It's really pathetic.
I mean, we're talking about with all the things that that need to be addressed. The fact that he would even, you know, how does Mount Rush? I mean, changing, you know, Mount McKinley. Changing the name, how does that even, where does that even rank in the order of things of importance, and how does that pop in his head?
Well, I think he's got all of these bimbos doing his work for him. He's got too much time on his hands and not enough in his head to be thinking about things that really matter. He just, anything he thinks of that will do away with those who came before him, especially Obama, you know, and these leaders, these wonderful leaders, he'll do. He'll try it. Getting back to, go ahead.
No, finish your statement.
Yes. I was just going to get back to you talking about Christmas, and I don't know if you want to go back to that.
Yes, go ahead.
I agree with you. I sometimes think all these displays of lights that some of these houses put together, the time, the money, the effort to just do something bigger. It's like America. Let's get bigger with it. Let's go bigger. We'll have the best. We'll have the biggest. To me, it's a waste of money and time. And I just question how much are the people who are involved in all of these things, how much are they really paying attention to the real meaning of Christmas? I just don't agree with it. The commercialization of it is just has taken over. And,
Well, yeah. it clearly has. You and I remember a simpler time when, you know, it wasn't, you know, as you stated, mine has to be the biggest, the best. I have to have the biggest Christmas tree with the best lights. Now I've got to have the most gifts under the tree and all of those things. And none of those things matter. If you just in 2 days, that day will come the 25th, and all of that preparation and all of the other things that go along with it, boom. After the 25th, it's over. And but I see people who will leave that stuff up until February. They'll keep the lights and they're trying to keep the spirit, but the spirit is not in things. That's not what it's about. But that's kind of the way they've kind of led us. Thank you very much, Linda, and Merry Christmas to you and yours. Hey, Charles, what's going on, man?
Hey, good morning, Earl. Of course he would. He's a hateful, racist person. You'd think he'd be sitting back thinking about how much fun he's going to have with his grandkids, but I don't think he interacts with his grandkids at all. He wants to erase the first black president we ever had, but he'll never be able to. Barack Obama kept us from going into a Great Depression. That'll go down in the history books. So he is. He's just a hateful, racist person. And if anybody think that he's not, then they better do some research on who Donald Trump and his family really is. Because like you said, you're sitting back thinking, oh, yeah, I'll do this. Like I said, instead of thinking about how he's going to enjoy the holidays with his family, I don't get it.
Or make the world a better place, or make America a better place. You don't make America a better place by renaming, you know, that tallest peak in, you know, in our nation, Mount McKinley, after a Republican president. Unless you got some real issues, man. Come on, man. How's that even enter your mind?
Like I said earlier, he's vengeful, he's hateful, and he's a racist. That's who he is. He'll go down in history, being known that he will not go down in history as a great president for this country. You know, they say that Barack Obama divided this country. The only reason they say Barack Obama divided the country is because how dare this black man come in and think he can become president? Not only did he become president once, but he won his reelection. So that's how he divided the country.
Listen. Hey, Charles, I don't disagree with you, man. Thank you very much for the call. And Merry Christmas to you and yours. Hey, Karina, how you doing?
Good morning, Earl. Well, I watched that speech, and according to him, he is building the legacy for McKinley. Because McKinley
He had a tariff.
And he collected a lot of money, and Nixon spent it, and he's going to show that the McKinley is one of the greatest presidents of the United States. That's the idea. Yes, along with getting Panama Canal back to America. Yeah, that's where we're going. We're going to get the Panama
Canal. Yeah, I mean, the man, I mean, Karina, he wants the Panama Canal back. He. When he says giving it back to America, you're an American, I'm an American. What does that mean, give it back to America?
I don't know. I guess we landed it for a minute. I don't know. This man is an enigma in his own crazy way. And, you know, the only thing we can do is just to watch and, you know, belt, hold on to our seats for a really exciting ride. That's what I'm saying.
Hey, Karina, thank you very much. Very well said, as always, my friend. Happy holiday to you. Let's go to CJ. What's going on, CJ? You say what?
Merry Christmas, happy holidays, happy Hanukkah to you and your family.
You as well. You as well.
And Kelvin and his.
So but, you think this
you know,
is,
as I listen to you.
You think this is an important issue?
Well, we found out through Wall Street Journal that the liberals won Biden administration wanted to rename our warships with woke personalities, our greatest warships. So are you okay with that, Earl?
Yeah, so let me say this. Okay, first let me respond to you in this manner. What you call woke and what Donald Trump called woke is in fact the truth. So Mount McKinley was named by the United States after we took over Alaska. The people who lived there before America even came there had already had a name. And so you call that woke. You call recognizing people who were somewhere before we got there as if that's being woke. Actually, it's the truth. There were people there before we got there. The thing was already named. We changed the name. Is that being woke? By giving the people, the ancestors, and the people who are still there, who recognize it as that, and that's important to them? Is that being woke? Is that a negative thing?
Your hypocrisy speaks loudly. You never answered the question, did you?
Are you okay with them renaming?
Absolutely.
I am. Because there was somebody and something there before we got there. Don't you understand that? America was here before we got here. Before the Europeans got here, there were people here. They had already named things. We changed all of that. You want to talk about hypocrisy? That's the hypocrisy, CJ. And you call that woke. Well, you know, my definition for woke means somebody whose eyes are open, who's perceptive, who have knowledge, people who are well-read. So I wear my woke hat and my woke shirt because I want people to know I'm woke. Yes, I'm aware. I'm perceptive. Just because you and Republicans have tried to change the definition of woke doesn't mean that I'm buying that. I'm going by the definition that's in the dictionaries.
Your weakness, and you're going to have to wait for reparations for a little while longer.
Hey, CJ, let me say this to you. Number one, there should be reparations because what this nation did is horrific. Maybe you don't think it is, but the rest of the world and historians know it was horrific. But nobody's asking for reparations. Oh, that's right. Donald Trump was asking for reparations for white people who got discriminated against in universities. Do you remember that, CJ? I got a great memory. Let's go to Tom from L.A. Good morning to you, Tom. You say what?
White privilege is really dripping this morning, isn't it? Holy cow. Yeah, you know, I would like to take a big bucket of cold ice water and pour it on CJ and say, guess what, CJ? That's woke. That's being woke up.
Hey, man, woke.
Because you're an idiot when they go and try to change the name of inclusivity of all people, which is what Christ would have wanted, by the way, to being woke.
Yes.
Really, really ridiculous. They change definitions of words. It's disgusting. I do hope that this is the most damage that Donald Trump does, though, as he becomes president, is changing names of things. So I hope, you know, everybody out there, like I said, they have all three branches of government now. CJ, you're not going to have anyone else to be able to call in and blame the Dems and blame the liberals and blame this and that. You got all three branches of government, dude. So you go ahead and keep calling in. Hopefully we'll hold your feet to the fire as the unemployment rate goes up and as inflation goes up and eggs go up and gasoline goes up. And then we will see exactly what's going on with your president, with this president, with that president. I'm so sick of him. Thank you.
Hey, Tom, thank you very much. Happy holiday to you, man. 855-752-4842. We're going to continue it on the other side. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Big news in Wisconsin this month, as much of the controversial anti-union Act 10 law was struck down in a ruling by Dane County Circuit Court Judge Jacob Frost. Two takeaways on this. One, the ruling gets at the heart of what has always made this law so brazenly political, by defining public safety employees differently from general public employees. That decision was pretty clearly made not based on across-the-board policy, but on which unions backed Scott Walker for governor in 2010. It would be fitting if that is what ultimately spells the end for this controversial law. Secondly, this case is headed to an appeal, which almost certainly will end up at the Wisconsin Supreme Court. While this case still might be decided by the court's current 4-3 liberal majority, it's a good reminder of just how important the upcoming race for state Supreme Court will be.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us. The Dom Salvia Show.
How about this one? Harvey Kaye, a Delano Democrat.
The problem with that is that was his mother's family name. You might not realize that he had a father, too.
Come on, man.
Subscribe to my arguments and you can call a Dom Democrat.
All right, I'll take a Dom Democrat. But Franklin Delano Roosevelt, a big favorite here on this show.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
All right, welcome back to the last few minutes of a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. Let's go back to the phone lines and Dave from Mequon. Good morning, Dave. You say what?
Good morning. Happy holidays to you. really quickly, if memory serves, Barack Obama actually left the church where Reverend Wright used to be at, and there was a reason for that. And
I know why he left. You know why he left?
Yeah, and he was also.
You know why he left?
Yes, because Wright had said horrible things for multiple decades. He's tied with Louis Farrakhan. There's no denying, and that's why Obama eventually he had to walk away from that church, but he was still in that church for 20-some-odd years.
Okay, so let me ask you, David. So you say Jeremiah Wright said some horrible things. Did horrible things happen in this country, Dave, to people of color?
Yes.
I know where you don't want to go, but I'm not going to let you say they said horrible things and then not admit that these horrible things happened.
Call Jews a gutter religion. I repeat, that's what they said at that church.
Hey, David, you know, let me say this. This is a racistic society. I don't agree with any of that. But would you admit this is a racistic society?
I would say there are some people, yes, that are racist.
Okay.
The society. I think as a society, there are more good people than bad people. Yes. I do believe in that.
Okay. All right. Okay. So you know, listen, as a person of color who knows the history of this nation and who even sees things even today, the celebration of doing away with DEI. Well, we have to do away with that because there's something seriously wrong with doing what? With saying that our nation should represent the breakdown of the people who are here. And saying that, you know, people of color and different people are human beings, they're Americans just the same. And to live in a society that has refused to treat people equitably and evenly is what we're talking about. And so the nation has refused to do that. And so DEI and affirmative action came into existence. Our government realized the wrong that it had done, and it tried to make amends. And so now that's all thrown out the window. And so people like me, who make up 12% of the population of the nation, are told that we're not going to do anything to make sure that things are going to be equitable in this country again. How do you think I feel?
Well, I know how I feel, and I see what's going on in campuses, and I see the chanting of death to Israel on a regular basis.
Hey,
I see it at UW-Milwaukee. Let me finish.
No, hey, David, here's the difference. Let me tell you what the difference is. Because whatever it is those people are chanting, those are people from all different racial backgrounds. Okay? Okay, and so what has happened to black people in this country was solely because they were black. We don't have to, go back to the history of what our nation has been and continues to be, David.
You know, apparently you're a little clueless as to where I'm coming from.
No, I know where you're coming from. I'm talking about diversity, equity, and inclusion that has been removed. Because what? Because white people are saying it's discriminatory towards us. And so for the people who've been discriminated against for generations, for decades, for centuries, we have to accept that. Why? Because people were trying to do what's right. And it was overturned by a segment of people who felt that they were being discriminated against. So those of you who we know historically have been discriminated against, be damned, because we feel like we've been discriminated against. Thank you very much for the call. Thank everybody who made the show go. I will see you guys on tomorrow. Up next, Jane Matinere, Greg Bach on Matinere On Air. See you guys later.
Dramatics, and we'd like to thank each and every one of you for all the loving years that we've been together. Let's stay together.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Pat Kreitlow.
Tuesday morning, Sherita Booker poses this question: would you eat a cannibal sandwich as part of the garnish on a Bloody Mary?
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. In New York, Luigi Mangione enters a plea.
Charging with the crime of murder in the first degree and unrelated charges. How do you plead to this indictment, sir? Guilty or not guilty?
Not guilty.
That's the sound of Mangione addressing the judge in New York City, entering his plea. He's facing both state and federal charges in the killing of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. Mangione's lawyers arguing the case has turned political and that Mangione's rights are being violated. President Biden granting clemency to 37 of the 40 federal death row inmates. They'll have their sentences converted to life in prison without parole. The three not included, the Boston Marathon bomber and the gunman who carried out three of the Tree of Life Synagogue and Emmanuel AME Church mass shooting. Former Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz suing the House Ethics Committee, trying to block the release of the report on Gaetz's alleged misconduct. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly.